This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every Friday, we are blessed to have an hour of time with our U.S. Senator, Kevin Cramer. I say blessed because there's 100 U.S. senators, and none of them do this every Friday for an hour. We're lucky. Senator Hovind, every time we ask. Governor Burgum, every time we ask. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, put a quarter in, he goes. With just an unbelievable level of knowledge. Same with legislators. Pretty blessed around here. We really are. And these people take the time they do, but nobody does it like Senator Kevin Cramer. They just don't. Pretty amazing. Our telephone number for the Talk Radio Town Hall is 800-228-0550, just for those listening in the West. Same as your radio dial. 0550, 800-228-0550. Take advantage of this. Call us in Fargo, Moorhead at 271-1100. Text me at 701-367-2054. Grant and Bismarck, you're up first. Then Chris in the Bakken. And lots of texts already coming in. Senator Cramer, let me start by asking you what's on your mind.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things today. As you've probably been watching, we're having a pretty good debate in Washington over Joe Biden's 2.3 or 2.7, or if you can keep up, I don't know what the number is anymore, $1 trillion. Quote infrastructure package, and we've offered a counter offer and a more realistic version, we being Republicans. And so that's been kind of fun to watch. And then, of course, yesterday that Joe Biden, President Biden, announced America's desire to unilaterally disarm our entire economy by cutting our greenhouse gas emissions by 52% and hoping everybody else follows us over the cliff. And Xi Jinping is laughing his head off, probably shaking hands with Vladimir Putin and saying, we got one now, So anyway, there's a lot, that's all going on right now in Washington, as well as just the day-to-day grind of things.
Let's go to some calls, and we'll weave those topics in as we go. I'd love to know, again, what people think is infrastructure, because Washington has one view of infrastructure. The Democrats, again, sort of like the COVID relief plan, it's going to be whatever they say it's going to be. And a COVID relief CARES Act becomes less than 10% about COVID and 99% about liberal woke policies. And the same with infrastructure. I mean, they've got... What did you tell me the other day? More in roads, more electrical car, electric infrastructure for electric cars than roads, bridges, and something else combined. Is that right?
So it's really it's a very interesting statistic. It's not even just infrastructure. That would be great. They spend more money on electric cars. Now we're not just talking about electric car infrastructure. We're talking about electric cars themselves. Than they do on roads, bridges, ports, airports, and waterways combined. Now, as long as you brought this up, can I just spell out how dumb this is?
Please,
in our part of the world. But I want you to imagine, you know how much money electric cars pay into the Highway Trust Fund to build and maintain roads? Zero. Nada. Not a penny. Because, of course, our roads are built off of the Highway Trust Fund, which is funded by gas taxes, fuel taxes, liquid fuel taxes. So the goal of the Biden administration is to get rid of all gas-fueled automobiles and diesel-fueled trucks and all of that stuff and replace them with all-electric cars, and they want to spend $2.7 trillion building an infrastructure. It's like trying to populate the earth with a very liberal abortion policy. I mean, it's the most upside down nonsense you could imagine. So yeah, zero money into the Highway Trust Fund, but let's spend it all on electric cars and maybe the roads and bridges will just build themselves.
Grant,
or let's just raise everyone's taxes. That's the other one.
You can't even make that up. And then, you know what? You and I have a mutual friend down in Dallas, a wicked smart lawyer by the name of Andy Wallenbach. Used to be the mayor of, bedroom community to Dallas there, and just a good guy. And Andy bought a Tesla, And I drove it last time I was down in Texas. And, you know, Tesla makes a mean car. I mean, that thing is unbelievable.
Oh,
now, he did tell me that he had to park it during the polar vortex down there because he couldn't, you know, it didn't last in the cold. And they still have issues. Right. But, I mean, it had some power and everything else. I think Tesla's doing just fine. I don't think they need the federal government subsidizing them. I mean, let the market decide this, right?
Well, and let's just talk about that for a minute, because you're right. Electric cars, of course, for a long time were subsidized. They're still subsidized in many states, just to purchase one. So it's not the car that's subsidized, it's the purchaser. Well, guess what happens if you give somebody, say, $7,000 if they buy an electric car? The price of the electric car goes up $7,000, Scott. So there was a recent study out of one of the California universities. I can find it here if I search long enough, but that shows that 30% of the automobiles, electric automobiles, are purchased by people who make more than $150,000 a year. The people that make $100,000 or more make up 50% of the purchasers of electric vehicles. And at $75,000 a year or more, you pretty much cover the gamut. In other words, only rich people buy electric cars, and they're going to try to get them to buy a whole bunch more and still not pay taxes into the highway trust fund. And I mean, it just shifts all the burden on the lower income. That's what these crazy policies do.
All right, let's take some calls. Grant Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer had a question about Amazon. Go ahead, Grant.
I did. I guess it kind of relates to the power you're in and the power Bergen's in. You guys start need to using your power. You have to use it and not fold to these bills like, oh, are they going to pull investment? I mean, they just built this port over in Fargo. They poured all the concrete. They built the building. You're still going to get taxes off of it. If they were to leave, see if they'll leave. And it also goes to my next question with you, Mr. Cramer, is when you get into power again, say we get the House and Senate, are you going to use it? Because Trump showed you guys how to. Trump asked you to run for this seat specifically. We need to see the leaders use their power. And that's what we are so frustrated with now, especially when all these cabinet members are just like getting Trump thrown in. Well, how long did Trump's cabinet, he just had people sitting there and they weren't confirmed ever.
So, you make some really good, important points. One of the things that Democrats aren't doing that even, frankly, President Trump did, and I don't know, I've never asked him, but I suspect he'd admit that he didn't think it would be this bad. He took his long time. Remember, he didn't even nominate many positions. There were lots of positions he left open because he didn't like to grow the government. The problem with that was that the bureaucrats ran the place really throughout his presidency, which was very unfortunate. Democrats aren't wasting a minute of that. That's why we've had an impeachment. We've had two budget, overnight voting to just jam things down their throats. It's why they've used executive orders so egregiously. So there's no question that the Biden and liberal crowd is far, far more activist with power than Republicans ever have been. Now, I will tell you this. The left wing of the Democratic Party is very frustrated because they don't feel like their party's doing nearly enough. So everything that you're saying now, I hear from the left all the time as well. They just want there to be a lot more action, and that's a little bit of our problem is why we're not seeing the type of bipartisanship, for example, in an infrastructure package that we used to see. You use the word power. See, and I when the president asked me to take this job, he said, Kevin, I know you're good in the House. I know you like the House, but the Senate has so much more power. And I said, Mr. President, that's what bothers me about the Senate. I prefer influence. I prefer persuasion. I prefer, working with people. And power is derived from your ability to say no. The ability to say no, and I've used it plenty of times in the Senate. I used it with some of his nominees that I disagreed with until I got concessions from them. It is very powerful. There's no question about it. But all of that said, remembering that activism is a much more natural thing for liberals. So it's really important that you do exactly what you just did, that more conservatives do what they're doing and say out loud as often as they can, we need activist conservatives, not just activist liberals. And I'm talking about everybody from a United States senator down to a precinct chairman, down to talk radio. We need to continue to push that narrative. So with regard to power, though, I can't even imagine what would happen the next time we get it. But remember this. Donald Trump had three Supreme Court nominees. When he, in any other scenario before Republicans took control of the Senate, he would have gotten one. And so we leveraged that. We were able to get 150 district court judges, 53 appellate judges, three Supreme Court justices, all because we did sort of what you're asking us, you know, wishing we'd do more of. And that is we rolled over them. They started this fight, and we won't go through all that history, but we rolled over them, and you went to 2 hours of debate on nominees rather than the 30 hours previously, and all of those things to move his people through much faster. And we did. We had very good fortune moving people through. He was much slower, however, at putting nominees forward than Joe Biden is.
Thanks for the call, Grant. Anything else real quick before we let you go and go to the break here?
Man, that's a lot to unpack there. I guess I can't really comment before the break, I guess.
All right, well,
but stay in the fight, Grant. Really, I really appreciate what you just said. It's really important to hear. It's also important to hear the successes, but we need to be jacked up all the time.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate the call. Call again, 800-228-0550. More after this. What's on your mind?
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. What's the perfect person?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Somebody's already in construction, or what are you looking for in the way of skill sets?
I like training guys that have no experience. So I mean, that's willing to work hard and do some traveling. They need to have a driver's license and they need two thumbs.
And what kind of a pay range? What would your best employee? What is the high end potential?
The high end is 30, and a new guy with no experience, you know, 16. But CDL drivers at 22. They're getting, when we're busy here, they're getting, you know, 50 to 70 hours a week, Monday through Saturday, Sunday off.
If somebody heard this today, Luke, and they say, I want to work for Luke, what should they do?
I'd give me a call on my direct cell phone number, 934-1134, and we can talk wages and when you want to start, and we got plenty of work out there.
It's the way to go. Reddrilling.com, two D's in that, reddrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Recognize those, Senator Kramer, those names, those voices? It's Luciano.
I don't.
Pavarotti.
That Pavarotti.
His son.
Presume, yeah, but.
It's his son. It's the kids.
Oh.
It's
really
Domingo Pavarotti and it's the three tenor sons. Carreras is the other one, I think. Yeah, Jose Carreras.
No,
Listen to this. Unbelievable. These three are teenagers. It's unbelievable.
Gira, il mondo gira, nello spazio senza fine, con gli amori appena nati, con gli amori già
finiti. Unbelievable. That gives me chills. Do you know where my wife sent me that? And I said, that's unbelievable, dear. She said, I got it from Chris Kramer's Facebook page. So your wife actually is responsible for that being played today on the show, just so you know.
Wow.
Right there.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was such a fan, but.
Yeah. And I don't know what to call it. I just love it. I love every second of it. Back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Kramer, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Everything we do here at What's on Your Mind is powered in part by MyPillow, because if we sleep better, the show's better. And, you know, I always say if Mama's happy, everybody's happy. And she calls her best gift ever the MyPillow robe. Now, she did say yesterday that Al Carlson, she ran into Al Carlson over at the Vision Bank 18th Anniversary Barbecue this week. And Al asked her, what do you think of that pillow? And she promptly pulled out a photo of my last two. I think they were kind of fun Christmas gifts. One was... a very large part of the hands. They were. Do you guys remember the ham thing I brought to work here for a while? It was like a fruit bowl, but with two hands, and it creeped everybody out. They didn't really like it. And then the battery organizer didn't go really well. So the bar was kind of low, is what I'm saying. And but she does say the MyPillow bathrobe, best gift ever. And trust me on this one thing, it's a robe that actually drives you off, just like their towels actually drive you off, just like the sheets actually put you to sleep. The slippers are comfortable. They look like Uggs. They really do. The moccasins, all of that, at their lowest price ever right now. The new weighted blanket is really something. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe how great that is. And the dog beds, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. If you go to the website, MyPillow, click on the radio listener specials, and you'll find all my deals. Just use the promo code Scott. And just know, when you buy those things, you help support this show. So we appreciate the fact that you do. Back with Senator Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let me briefly, before I go to the next call, ask you to weigh in on an issue we continually hear about related to H.R. 1. Last we heard, the Rules Committee and Senator Klobuchar were beginning an effort to get it voted on in a way that would not require 60 votes, which would mean it's passed the House, it passed the Senate, go to the President. Are you going to let that happen?
Boy, I'm not going to. I mean, I'm one out of 100 votes. I'm one out of 50 Republican votes. I think she'll have a hard time doing that, Scott. First of all, make no mistake, H.R. 1, and that is the federalization of the voting and really the criminalization, eliminating criminalization of crimes. I think what is it Ted Cruz calls us the Corrupt Politicians Act? In order for them to do that, they would obviously have to change the rules of the Senate. That means getting rid of the filibuster and getting rid of the 60-vote margin, because this is not a budget issue. It's not a tax issue. It's a pure policy issue. And those budget and, you know, spending and tax issues can be passed by 50 votes through the budget reconciliation process, and we've been through that several times. And they've done plenty of bad things already with it, and they'll do more with it with budget reconciliation, but not a policy like this. So I'm sure what Senator Klobuchar is trying to do is, you know, get rid of the filibuster. Now, the filibuster, and we can go in, we have probably a whole show on that, because it is a pretty interesting relic of the Senate. It wasn't created by the founders, but it does support the desire of the founders to have the Senate be the more deliberative body. They clearly created a more deliberative body, slow things down, calm things down, cool things down, have longer debate and before you do something, and protect the rights of the minority. So, you know, the president and almost every Democrat in the Senate, except a couple, wants to blow up the filibuster and just have a 50-vote margin. So far, though, Kyrsten Sinema has been adamant, Democrat from Arizona, and Joe Manchin, of course, Democrat from West Virginia, have been adamant that they do not support blowing up the filibuster, that it's an important tool that leads to more bipartisan solutions. And so, but I don't know what Joe Biden's position or Joe Manchin's position is on H.R. 1. I do believe that Senator Sinema supports H.R. 1. The point being, as long as they hang tough with to the principles, it won't happen. And I'm hopeful. And I always say, you know, everything's negotiable, right? Everything's a transaction in Congress. So you never know what they could get to change their minds. But Joe Manchin actually wrote an op-ed locking his position in. And when you put something and publish it, you put it in writing and get it published, it's sort of saying to everybody, this is the wall that's around me. Stop asking. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. The other day, I was walking to the floor for votes, and Joe Manchin was about, he's on the same floor as I am in the Hart building. And he was about, you know, five steps ahead of me. And so the mob of reporters circled him because, of course, they're always after him on this topic. And that's always a great relief to me because that means I can slip by without having to talk to reporters. But anyway.
The fake news, the juggernaut you can escape once in a while. Yeah.
That's right. And I'm not very good at escaping it, as you know, Scott, because I say yes to reporters' requests. But I slipped into the elevator, and then he slipped in right in there with me and a couple of the staffers, and I stood in front of the elevator door and said to the press, I told you stop bothering him, because of course it's just a standing joke that he is the most powerful man in the United States Senate, because of course he holds the key to this rule change if they wanted to do it.
Chris, in the Bakken, your question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Senator, thank you again for your service. I'm grateful to have one of the most conservative senators representing my voice in the most deliberative body, at least in the past.
Yeah, for now.
Exactly. The future is really uncertain with these folks. The denial of a quorum. I've got a couple of questions, but you mentioned, you know, you're not going to let this happen. The denial of a quorum, is that going to be effective if Alaska, Maine, and Utah sign on? I don't need their names. I know who they are. Are they going to help you deny the quorum and effectively stop the packing of the court, the H.R. 1, and anything else that you just decide? I mean, as a nuclear option, does that actually come?
Yeah.
To you?
So,
does that work?
Well, you're obviously very observant. So, Scott, what he's talking about is, absent the a rule change, or to even conduct business in the Senate, you have to have a quorum. And the vice president, as the president of the Senate, does not count toward the quorum. Well, quorum, of course, is 51. So having 50 Democrats, if we really wanted to stop something from happening, from even going forward, or even really adjourning the Senate or having any type of a roll call vote, 50 of us just don't show up. Now, that sounds easy if we were 50 sheep. But he raises an important point. That means all 50 of us have to hang in there.
Hang on, Chris. We'll get to that. We'll get the second question. Let Senator Cramer finish his answer after the break. Brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers. Now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. This is the lowest advertised rate in like 20 years. $99 an hour gets you two men in a truck. Just mentioned Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Call 566-5532. Mention Scott, veteran-owned, family-owned. Action. Look out your back window, and you're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of cold. But you can fast-forward a few months and see a splash pool. Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 has splash pools now. What are they?
They're an above-ground pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas. We call it a portable pool, but it is great backyard entertainment. And last year, we ran out of them. We have them in stock. And again, with snow in the backyard, I would think about getting one now so you're ready for spring.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, a Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the job that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job,
the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act of 2021 as a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Has a bumper preference. We'll do that for our last bumper coming back next segment. Any music choice, Senator Kramer?
I probably Mac Paul, Third Day.
Okay.
Something like,
Any particular song you like better than
Soul on Fire.
Soul on Fire, that is a good song. Oh, my gosh. I have the radio 24-7 on... The Life 97.9 here, or K Lava is really good. It's in the garage always. Keeps the dogs company, right? 24/7. And I'm back and forth. You get such a glow with that great music. So I love it. We'll play that coming up here in a little bit. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. So Chris in the Bakken had another question. Did you finish your answer to him?
I did. Okay. I'm just impressed that he knows about that other little tool we have in our tool chest.
There you go. And Chris, what was your second question?
Thank you. Hopefully we get to use that because that's the HR1 killer, that's the packing of court killer, that's the everything killer. If we get those three Goombas on board. Anyway, the question about, that's not a racial slur. I think it's not. I see it in the movies all the time. The second one is more disturbing. I fought 4 years ago for the election of the McKinsey County Sheriff. I was on the wrong side of the thing. Our guy made some big political mistakes, and he lost his job. The new guy is a great guy, too. We were fortunate to have the choice between two good people. This anti-cop sentiment, the anti-police sentiment, feels a lot like me, kind of like eating an elephant one bite at a time, where they're notify the police, marginalize the police, nationalize the police, and then eliminate local law enforcement so that then policies that would never fly in flyover country and in the blessed Midwest and in the Northwest where I was raised, that would never happen except the police stand in the way of removal of the Second Amendment and other, like the Fourth Amendment and others like that. So what do they have to do? They have to get rid of the police so that they can, move through, like, the numbers. Is that even, I've just been having that sneaky feeling, like looking way out on the horizon, if that's a possibility. Does that even make your radar as far as the way that they, vilify them to remove them and defund them and then have a national police, a.k.a. Gestapo and S.A. and stuff like that, which is where we're heading if these goons keep their AOC crowd keeps going forward. I'm a white guy. I got nothing to defend myself with. I'm just an average born in the 60s white guy. So they're coming for me, but I don't have any special status. I can't defend myself, but I look off in the distance, and I realize the police, who I love, including our current sheriff in McKinsey County, they made these marginalized, even eliminated, too. So is that,
I'm 100% with Chris. It is a scary time, and it seems like it's part of a grand plan that started with Barack Obama as a community organizer in Chicago, and the match was lit in Ferguson, Missouri. Is that too strong? I'm with Chris.
Well, it's impossible to deny the obvious, and that is that they clearly want to eliminate police. I mean, they're doing it at a very fast pace. Again, remember, Chris used the illustration, you know, eating an elephant one bite at a time, and that's true until you get to a certain part, and then it happens very fast. This is why the slippery slopes are slippery. You know, they're gradual for a while, and then all of a sudden you get the cliff because you get what you need, the momentum you need, and that's sort of what's happening. But what they're also doing at the same time is trying to get rid of your guns, and they disguise the gun issue. They try to put the Second Amendment in the wrong context, and on the right context is the reason for the Second Amendment was to protect yourself against a government, as well as as well as personal safety, but also against a tyrannical government. And so, whether you call it hypothetical, whether you call it far-fetched, whether you call it extreme, it was in the minds of the founders. And so I don't know why we would think it's so unrealistic. And so that said, you guys, this is why we have to stand up for our cops. I mean, we have to stand up for them. I don't even like saying, okay, there's an occasional bad one. Okay, there's an occasional bad everything. But we need to stand up for our law enforcement at every level, especially the local level, especially the sheriffs and the deputies and the local police departments. But you know, even our federal cops are under assault, Scott. As you know, you've been down to the border. You know what those Customs and Border Patrol agents or protection agents are going through. And then you take away the cops, even if you have police officers, you take away or change their rules of engagement so they can't even defend themselves. You know, I don't have to even go into the LeBron James story, I don't imagine.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go next to Clint of Bismarck. I got a bunch of texts I'm going to get to here as well. Go ahead, Clint. You're next. What's on your mind? Clint, are you there? All right, Dan. You see if he's. Maybe you go ahead and just check with him. I'm going to start on a few texts because we are. Senator, not everything is negotiable. Never negotiate with rapists, tyrants, or evil. Not sure what pertains to, but I'm just passing this along. Senator Cramer, with the left rapidly ramming through H.R. 1, the trillion-dollar non-infrastructure bill, the proposed trillion-dollar family recovery plan bill, D.C. statehood, I'm a hair's breadth from giving up on America. Will the Senate stand strong, or are we doomed?
Well, I believe that the 50 of us will stand strong. I really do. Because some of the things, even with a more moderate, some of the more moderate Republicans, there is still an integrity to the process that matters. I mean, I think you witnessed a little bit of that this week in North Dakota even, right? Where the institutions and the separation of government still matters to people on both sides of the political aisle, if you will. So, yeah, I do believe that they'll stand strong. But do not give up on America. Absolutely do not give up on America. We are self-governed.
Speaking of which, we're getting a lot of comments about the vetoes of Governor Burgum. One of those, the mask mandate ability, was overturned yesterday. The transgender bill was not 1298 related to, just saying girls only in girls sports, biological girls only in girls sports. I guess I'll just consolidate this into saying, do you think Governor Burgum erred in vetoing those two bills?
Well, I support both bills. I support the goals of both bills. I think protecting girls is, if we just have to protect our girls, Scotty. And this is where the left lies until they use enough of the language of love and you start looking at things on the surface and you fail to see the likely outcome, the ultimate outcome of not protecting our girls and children whether it's in the locker room or on the athletic field, or wherever it might be. So I think he's wrong on both counts, but he and I don't agree on everything. But he has the right to veto, and the legislature has the right to override them. On the other one, the mask mandate, I agree with the legislature there as well. I know that you have to write a veto message when you veto something, but I did find some amusement in a veto message that says, well, the problem with, this prohibiting a mask mandate is that it prevents any future governors from being able to use this important tool in the future. And it's like, yeah, that's why they passed it. They don't want, if the tool itself is inappropriate in the minds of the vast majority of North Dakotans and the legislators. That said, the process played out, Scott, and the governor was transparent, and the legislature was transparent. They all exercised their authorities. One side won one of them, the other side won the other one. And then politics plays the rest of the way, and the self-governed will make a decision on what all of this means in the next election cycle.
Next one, who do we have in line to replace Governor Burgum? Would you consider being governor?
Oh, well, I'm so laser focused on this, on the Senate thing, and I've got four more years in this term, so, that's where I'm focused, and, Doug Burgum's got, several years, really a full term in front of him, so I wish him the very best in that full term.
Clinton Bismarck for Senator Kramer, go ahead.
Well, he answered my question when he talked about, backing law enforcement. Unfortunately, Senator Kramer is not looking out for his constituents. He reminds me, and I love auctions and auctioneers. He reminds me of an auctioneer that he talks a lot and uses a bunch of filler words, but can't give an answer, and he can't stand up for us. And my question is, what are you going to do when they want to turn this country into communism and take our guns away? What are you going to do?
It's sort of an interesting question.
When you were under Barack Obama, you said, well, I'm only one half or one third of the government. Now this morning you say, well, I'm only one of 100. You've always got an excuse. I don't see you come out and say anything back to enforcement when it's important.
So let me give you one really good example. The reason that the National Rifle Association is actually changing their schedule so that I can give a speech at their annual conference down in Florida. Because I have 33 co-sponsors on legislation that prohibits banks. It's the reason that Jamie Dimon, the wealthiest bank president in America, came to see me last week. Because I have 33 co-sponsors on a piece of legislation that prohibits banks with more than $10 billion in assets from categorically excluding financing the gun industry, legal commerce, the firearms industry. Of course, that includes coal industry, includes oil and gas industries, includes private prisons. And by the way, there aren't very many pieces of legislation to get 33 co-sponsors. And it's why a couple of the other more conservative even gun organizations or gun rights organizations have come on in support of me and stood by me and championed the cause and helped me get these co-sponsors on legislation. This is what you do in the legislature. Now, I know some people like you to get on, you know, certain TV shows and scream and holler a lot, and then that looks like doing something. But you can either make a point or you can make a difference. If you're a plumber, you ought to fix the pipes. If you're an electrician, you ought to make sure the electricity works in somebody's house. And if you're a legislator, you ought to legislate. And that's what I do. And to be honest with you, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find somebody that works any harder at the very thing that you're talking about. But I know screaming and hollering on talk radio, sort of being on cable television, that's kind of cool to some people. I just like to keep it in the lane. And have an outcome at the end that's successful rather than a process that's loud. No, I'm willing to scream and holler too.
Tom and Bismarck, Ken and Rapid City behind him. Quickly on DAPL, somebody's asking if the DAPL activity in a federal court is better or worse than the last time you brought this up.
Well, that's better for a couple of reasons. One, first of all, Wayne Stengem, on behalf of the state of North Dakota, is seeking intervention. That was really, really important to stand up for North Dakota's rights because he's exactly right in his filing. The Department of Justice, just as you and I talked about, went left on us and wouldn't defend adequately the Corps of Engineers decision on the original easement. Secondly, the statements by Mark Fox with MHA Nation that he put into the record in Washington, very, very helpful. Very helpful. So we'll see now. It makes the judge's decision a little bit more difficult. I think we're in better spot than we were last time we talked.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Everyday special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $2. The Big 20-Ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays. Or Friday, the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nothing more important in this world to have a soul on fire. I'll tell you that, by golly. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by Schwann Buick GMC. Todd's out test running one of each, I heard. He's really fired up about the new 2021 Buick Enclave. He's wondering whether or not to put TRG on the license plate of a sharp new white one. So he's doing that. And what else they got going there? They have this $500 voucher deal that is something I should tell you about, too. And new vehicles, used vehicles, if you go to their website, you can check it all out. But you win a free travel mug and a $500 voucher towards any vehicle on the lot. Find out about that at Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Also today brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cookin', Grab and Go Convenience, and the Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley, PetroServe USA stores, Western Minnesota, all the way to Bismarck Mandan. home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal of pizza to homemade cookies. Oh, they're good. And, of course, a 20-ounce drink, your choice. But you also get Marathon, Senex, Petroserve USA branded fuels. They buy from several of those entities because that gets you the best price at the pump, including my favorite unleaded 88. All right, Ken, Tom and Bismarck, Ken and Rapid City, rapid fire because we're in the last segment. Because we talked about this, and it is the big news, the greenhouse gas cut by 52%. I'm going to share an article here from the Wall Street Journal. Amazingly, this is from one of the Obama energy czars. What does he say about Biden's greenhouse gas cut, Senator?
Well, what he's saying, and this guy was the head of the Energy Department. He was the chief scientist at the Obama Energy Department, and he's a physicist. Stephen Koonin is his name. He wrote a book where he argues not against the climate science, but that what media and politics are doing this, and activists are saying about climate science, is so far out of touch with actual science that it's demonstrably false. And you know, there's even in this Wall Street Journal article, it cites a report by the National Academies of Sciences that said that the magnitude and frequency of certain extreme events are increasing, but the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is deemed, they're deemed to compile the best science, says that all such claims should be treated, quote, with low confidence. Remember, that's the same thing as the recent reports about, about the claims that Russia were paying other countries or military people to kill our military people. I'll find out it's low confidence. In other words, he agrees that the climate is changing, and he can prove that the climate is changing, but the alarmism is not helpful, that it's way too extreme, that it's not nearly what they say it is, that it just divides, the country and the world and makes it impossible to really to deal with it. So it's a very interesting balance point, I think, from a Democrat.
You had a comment in Larry Kudlow's show about infrastructure. I want to roll part of that here, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, Larry, I think it serves as a perfect foundation because not only did it pass with bipartisan support, it passed unanimously out of the committee, which means the ranking Democrat at the time is now the chairman of the committee, Tom Carper. Good, solid guy, reasonable person, prone to compromise and finding common ground. So I think it serves as a great foundation for any highway bill, any transportation infrastructure bill, for sure.
All right, so you think this is going to get done? It is being bipartisan, and even some of your Republican colleagues don't have the view of infrastructure as you do. What is infrastructure to Senator Kevin Cramer?
So for me, and I'm willing to expand, Scotty, to your point, I'm willing to expand my view of infrastructure, but it certainly isn't social engineering. So I believe the traditional infrastructure, of course, highways and bridges, we're accustomed to that. That's what the Highway Trust Fund pays for. Waterways and ports, obviously very important because it moves, goods and services through water. Rail is certainly infrastructure. It's not public infrastructure so much, and I'm not talking about high-speed transit. I'm talking about, moving crops and manufactured goods from coast to coast and onto barges and to ports. But I would include broadband. I just think, nowadays, if you're going to sell something, whether it's a good or a service or both, you need to be able to have a solid link. One of the things that Larry and I talked about was the formula for paying for it. I also gave a speech on the floor this week on the same topic. The traditional formula for paying for highway infrastructure from the Highway Trust Fund considers large states with small populations, a lot of miles, but not a lot of people. And the illustration that I gave that he liked the most was, you can't have pasta at your favorite restaurant in Manhattan unless the roads that get the Durham wheat from the field to the elevator and from the elevator to the pasta plant, to the semolina mill and all those things, they all have to be good. They have to be safe, every inch of it. Same with broadband. You can't reserve part of the internet for copper. You have to have broadband means certain speeds, right? High speed broadband. So if you're selling a service or you're doing a transaction or you need to put in an order for something somewhere else that you want to get either from here to there or from there to you as a consumer, you need to have broadband. So I would include all of those things, Scotty, and I would shoot for a larger than a 5-year extent, 5-year authorization, maybe 7 or 8 year authorization. I think you could spend $1 trillion of already appropriated unspent money in addition to the existing funds like the Highway Trust Fund. And I think we can go big. And I think we ought to go big. And I can't think of a better stimulus, and this is the other area that Larry Kudlow and I agreed on. I can't think of a better way to stimulate the economy, the down economy, than to build infrastructure that creates lots of high-paying jobs, but also creates the infrastructure that moves all of the economy, goods, services, and everything else.
Sorry we didn't get to everybody here today. Ken in Rapid City, comment for Senator Kramer. If you guys call back on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, Tom and Bismarck wanted to talk D.C. statehood. What a disaster. Dana and Bismarck, electrical vehicles. Do it on the... Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. God bless. Thanks.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.